flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
So yesterday in Jacksonville, you know, my biggest fear, Seth, was inside the AFC South, was Jacksonville getting it right with their head coaching hire. Mm-hmm. Finding somebody who was going to get the most out of Trevor Lawrence. You know, unlock the Trevor Lawrence that we saw for a total of like 10 games in his career that got him $275 million.
Yeah.
And Liam Cohen...
They're a little bit in the Daniel Jones scenario
little,
now.
Yeah.
You've paid your guy, but you're really not quite sure about it.
Yes.
And let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's bring in a Saquon Barkley.
He's a more pedigreed Daniel Jones. So they introduced Liam Cohen yesterday, who they bent over backwards to get this guy as their head coach. They fired the GM. They, if you read Albert Breer's story about this, man, the Jacksonville Jaguars, at least in that story, allegedly did some things to circumvent the Rooney, not circumvent the Rooney rule, but try to at least check the boxes in the Rooney rule.
Like they had to, one of the reasons the hiring may have been delayed was that they hadn't completed the Rooney rule interviews, which is, mind you, this is, by that time, we're talking mid-January.
Yeah.
And they've known that they need a new coach for a long time.
Yeah.
All you have to do is interview some candidates via Zoom, and they're like, they haven't checked off that box. Like, even if they're doing it perfunctorily, it just, I can see why this organization had $22 million embezzled from them without
from
them knowing it. They're just not paying attention. I feel like Shohei Ohtani is running their books.
They
have no idea what's going on with their money or what they're supposed to do administratively.
They'd interviewed Robert Saleh, who is a minority, so he qualifies as an interview under the Rooney Rule. So they interviewed him, and then they had an interview scheduled with Patrick Graham, the now former defensive coordinator of the Raiders.
Yeah.
For Thursday morning, Liam Cohen's in the building, back in the building after they fired Trent Baalke on Wednesday, knowing full well he's getting the job, but everybody's got to keep it hush-hush so they can do this interview with Patrick Graham so they're not circumventing the Rooney Rule, which they kind of are circumventing it. They're doing a token interview.
So they're not violating.
They're not violating is the word I'm looking for. Violating the Rooney Rule, yes. So they end up hiring Liam Cohen. And they introduced him yesterday. And I've not known much about Liam Cohen, except he had a very strange career arc where he was in at college, like small colleges for a long time. He played at UMass. He coached at Maine. Never really coached at a collegiate powerhouse, but found his way onto the Rams staff around 2018 or 2019. And then went from there to Kentucky for a year as the OC, back to the Rams for a year, back to Kentucky for a year, and then to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as their OC last year. And granted, he did some really good things with Baker Mayfield this year. Baker had a huge year on his watch this year.
And Baker Mayfield, I think maybe twice now we've seen with Baker Mayfield, guys get head coaching jobs based on the work they did with Baker Mayfield without Baker Mayfield himself getting any acknowledgement whatsoever. I'm getting offended on behalf of Baker Mayfield. You know, the fact of the matter is, I think Baker Mayfield is probably just fine as a quarterback. I don't know. He still throws a bunch of interceptions. But before he got injured in Cleveland, he was doing just fine there as well. So I think that might be the dynamic, and I'm happy for it because a divisional opponent hired a guy based on the work he did with Baker Mayfield, who had already looked pretty good the year before with a different offensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. So in comes Cohen, and again, my biggest fear was in the AFC South is someone that's going to get Trevor Lawrence right. Here was Cohen talking about it's going to be all about Trevor Lawrence.
How do we make Trevor Lawrence in this offense as dynamic and explosive as we can be? Right, we've got to build it around him as well, right? We've got to make every part of this about improvement, and he will be a part of that process. He's earned that right. I cannot respect his toughness and mentality and work ethic more than I do already from afar, and this will all be about Trevor right now.
Okay, that's the right answer. I mean, they got no choice. I mean, they paid him, you know?
Yeah. And I guess the follow-up question should have been, hey, are you going to draft a running back in the first round twice like the last GM did to try to help and support him? Because please tell me that's not your plan.
Oh, my God.
Don't use a – what did they do? What was the big one? Oh, Leonard Fournette with the number 4 overall pick.
Yeah.
That was more egregious than the ETN one because at least ETN was a late first round.
Yeah, and Fournette was a few years before Trevor as well. But ATM, they drafted him in the same first round, the same draft as Trevor Lawrence. Okay, so now let's judge Cohen on a couple of other things here. So he says he got to build around Trevor. Okay. He says that the Jags are going to operate fast, which makes sense. You want your team to be fast, but he's using fast as an acronym, kind of like swarm. That he lays out here. Let's do the battle of the acronyms in the AFC South here.
Okay.
It takes complementary football at all three phases to be great. Offense, defense, and special teams. How do we want to play the game? And that's fast. Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, and tough. Both mentally and physically. You see players in the room right here. Guys that I've had conversations with already. It will always be about you. Always. It is players over plays. How do we make this as much about the players and making this about bringing out the best in you? That's what this is about.
All right. The problem with that acronym was that he had a better catchphrase at the end of it, players over plays.
That's a good one, actually. Yeah,
that's really good. And honestly, that coming from an offensive coordinator, that's actually a good thing that you want to hear, because we've talked about all the whiteboard warriors for, you know, and how guys sometimes get too wrapped up in having their special playbook, like Henry Winkler, clutched against their chest, than they do about actually executing the plays.
Yeah.
Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, and tough.
That's fast.
For one, kind of like swarm, I don't like acronyms that exclude one of the words from the phrase. It just doesn't feel right and pure. So that's like swarm, it should be swearm, but you're only getting rid of one word.
Right.
Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, tough. He doesn't put and after the masters. So really they're excluding three words in that. So I can't abide. That's a horrible acronym.
His acronym should be FSASMATA.
Fasasmata.
Like, at least swarm is just swearm, special work ethic and relentless mindset, you know?
Fasasmat. It would be fasasmat.
Fasasmat. Yeah, if you put the and in there, fasasmat.
Plus, special work ethic and relentless mindset.
Yeah.
That's it's a little bit at beginning to remember it, but it's a phrase that flows if you have to explain the acronym. Like, I don't know how many players are going to have to sit down and remember this along with their college fight song so they can recite it when they're getting hazed as rookies. Yeah. Fundamentally sound, attacking, situational masters, and tough. No, It's a crap acronym.
Okay, good.
Can't go anywhere with that.
All right, so we're winning the acronym war in the AFC South.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now here's where he got a lot of attention on social media yesterday. We know that the Jags fans have a chant, Duval, right, for Duval County. You played there. Does this go back to...
It's a lot catchier than St. John's.
Right, right.
St. John's County is just south.
Yeah. Duval.
That's where, like, Ponte Vedra, the Champions courses and everything.
Gotcha. So Duval really pops, right? Duval, it's got that ooh sound in it. Here's what... Ben, just pick the first one. Here's what it's supposed to sound like. Here's what it sounded like from Liam Cohen.
Duval. Duval.
Shut up.
Again.
Shut up.
Again. Here's what it's been hit to here. Here's what it's supposed to sound like.
Duval.
Here's how Liam Cohen says it.
Duval.
Look, he's selling toilet paper. What the hell is that?
One more. Here's how it's supposed to sound.
Duval.
And now it's Liam Cohen.
Duval.
All right, this is something.
Did he say that at the press conference?
Yes, at the very beginning.
Okay, I watched one. This is what I had seen. I thought you were going to play the one. I saw one that didn't sound that bad, but then I realized they did, the social media team did one of him saying it, but they added... The crowd saying it in applause afterwards. It was like when a really bad pop singer has awesome backup singers and they mute her track. Yeah.
I saw that one too. He got better at it. That was a better one. This was one he led into the press conference by going, Jacksonville, Jaguars, or something like that. And then he just goes,
Duval.
Yeah. And people are like stunned. Like, this is a chant that's so easy. Listen, even a baby can do it better than Liam Cohen.
Can you say Duval?
Duval.
And then here's him.
Yeah,
and here's
Duval.
Him.
Duval.
He, like, a baby knows how to do it.
We gotta have Texans fans do it that way. Where if the Texans, as the Texans are winning in a game at NRG Stadium, we have to have the Texans fans going, Duval.
Duval.
We could play it over the PA.
Oh,
we could play it over the sound system.
He needs to be taunted with this janky ass. Dude, here's how it's really supposed to sound. This is the DJ. DJ Eazy-E in Jacksonville is the one who invented this chant in a story that I saw yesterday on YouTube. Yeah. I saw this back in the late 90s. I mean, that doesn't sound anything. Like, Liam.
Duval.
I mean, that's, you can't have opposite.
That's actually worse than Herm Edwards not understanding the devil's pitchfork.
Oh, at Arizona State.
When he took the job at Arizona State, he didn't know what the logo was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty bad. But Duval.
Dude, the tweets were hilarious. They were retweeting that that clip, people were like, 0-17.
Yeah.
I retweeted and said they should have kept Balky.
When are we playing all the other bad opening press conferences?
A little later. Probably 8 o'clock hour sometime, I think. Yeah, so we'll...
Because that's not always an accurate indicator. Some of the most horrendous opening press conferences, Dan Campbell and Nick Sirianni, notably. Those guys have worked out pretty well.
And I'm willing to acknowledge that, for sure. Yeah. For sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, you want to head to Vegas? You can win the Slam Dunk trip to Vegas by tuning in to Sports Radio 610 for an hour a day on the Odyssey app, live, rewind, or show podcast, doesn't matter. Just listen to Sports Radio 610 or any participating station on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes to earn your daily entry. Then you and three friends could be wheels up to Vegas in March. Fun trip. Extra $5K in each of your pockets for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. I know where that $5K would be going for me in Vegas. Just log in and listen now on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. Howie Long said on the post-game show, on the studio show for the NFC title game, that there are five teams that wouldn't trade their quarterback for Jaden Daniels. Did the Texans make the cut? And one team that did make the cut, I'm wondering if Howie Long watches AFC playoff football. We'll talk about that coming up next.